The Stars in Your Eyes, written by Sandy Coogie, otherwise known as me, read by SBL, fandom Haikyuu, relationship 沢村大地, Sugawara Koshi, rating teen and up audiences. Summary: Suga and Daichi go stargazing one last time before they have to leave each other for university. The spring breeze is colder than usual tonight, but that would not stop Suga and Daichi from stargazing. They're lying on the grass, shivering slightly from the wind that just swept by, and pointing to the stars, deciphering constellations. Oh! Suga points excitedly to a cluster of stars. I think that's Gemini! It's so cool! Did you know I'm a Gemini, Daichi?
You,
Daichi says, turning and placing his hand to support his head to have a better look at Suga.
Really? The sarcastic and sassy man who can be so nice to some while picking fights with others?
Oh god, no hand.
The sarcastic and sassy man who can be so nice to some while picking fights with others?
His voice is dripping with sarcasm.
I had no idea.
Okay, okay. Suga punches him on the side.
See what I mean?
Daichi exclaims as he rubs his ribs. So, Mr. Know-it-all, Suga mocks. Tell me, what constellation is that?
Just because I know you well doesn't mean that I know everything else.
Daichi tries to defend himself, but still looks at the direction Suga is pointing.
I think it's the Great Crow.
What? Suga gasps excitedly. He smiles, eyes big and round. Then he closes his eyes and groans.
You just made that up, didn't you?
Yep.
Daichi laughs.
I can't believe you actually fell for it.
Oh, you sounded so serious, though.
Suga complains, rolling on his side to push Daichi. Oh, I thought I heard something. Oh, whatever. But just in case. Suga complains, rolling on his side to punch Daichi. No! Oh, hang on. hang on. It was fine. Suga complains. Yep, that was something. Suga complains, rolling on his side to push Daichi. Daichi rolls on his back, laughing loudly. Suga pouts for a moment, but joins Daichi with snorts that transform into full laughter. They laugh freely until they hurt, small tears on the corners of their eyes. They roll on their side, facing each other, as they steady their breaths. Daichi reaches forward and gently swipes a tear from Suga's left eye with his thumb. He circles Suga's mole, cupping his cheek. Suga mirrors his actions, ending up cupping Daichi's cheek as well. They look at each other with fondness, both being able to see how bright each other's eyes shine as they reflect the starry sky, and each other. Suga leans against Daichi's hand, closing his eyes. He keeps his eyes closed and sighs. Daichi feels Suga's hand tremble slightly as it caresses his cheek.
Suga?
Daichi murmurs.
I just...
Suga whispers, closing his eyes with more force.
I can't believe we just graduated and that we're...
Suga's voice breaks. No, hang on.
I can't believe we just graduated and that we're...
Suga's voice breaks. Daichi rolls closer to Suga, the hand cupping Suga's cheek going softer still, his touch almost reverent.
Suga, Daichi speaks gently, we'll be fine. Even if we go to different universities, we still can text or call each other any time. We don't live in ancient times where we could only send letters or whatever.
Yeah,
Suga sighs, a small smile making it a small smile making its appearance. He wraps his arms around Daichi, holding him tightly.
Still, I won't be able to hold you like this.
Daichi holds Suga just as tightly. He breathes in Suga's scent, reminding him of the best days they spent at school, at volleyball matches, and Miyagi. All the days they spent together, each having been wonderful and unique, despite the routine.
I know, Daichi says against Suga's hair. I'll miss this so much.
I'll miss you, Suga whispers.
Not daring to keep talking about the topic, they just hold on to each other. They stay quiet, content with simply listening to each other breathing. Another breeze blows, and they both shiver, tightening their arms. Both feeling like they can't breathe, they loosen their embrace and look at each other. They snort, thinking that they really spend too much time together if their actions are so in sync. Feeling a cold current of air between them, they instinctively come closer. Their noses bumping against each other, Suga opens his mouth in a small, oh, of surprise, and then brushes his nose against Daichi's, smiling. Daichi smiles fondly again, reciprocating the movement, before leaning in and capturing Suga's lips between his. Suga places his hand behind Daichi's neck, playing with the short strands of hair there as he kisses back. Daichi holds Suga's waist tight and rolls him over so Suga lies under Daichi. Suga yelps at the movement, breaking the kiss to blink at Daichi.
What are you doing?
Suga asks, amused.
Admiring the view,
Daichi simply says, smiling when he sees the blush creeping up Suga's cheeks.
Truly beautiful.
Stop! Suga punches Daichi on the chest with enough force to make Daichi wince.
You're embarrassing! I'm just stating the facts!
Daichi laughs.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Daichi laughs. Suga groans, looking away briefly. Then, Suga tugs at Daichi's collar and pulls him in on Okay, I can do this.
Water.
Then, Suga tugs at Daichi's collar and pulls him in another kiss. He keeps one hand on Daichi's neck, the other sliding to Daichi's back, still pulling him further down. Suga deepens the kiss when Daichi lowers himself almost entirely on top of him. Suga wraps his legs around Daichi's waist, bringing him further down. He takes his hand away from Daichi's neck and places it on the grass. Suga hums in the kiss.
Sorry! Oh.
Ah!
Yeah.
Suga hums in the kiss, making it sound more like a small snort than a stifled moan. Before Daichi can have time to think about it, Suga tenses all over and pushes his arm off the grass with force. Daichi blinks in confusion while... Blah, blah. Oh my god, I swear I can read. I swear this is... I swear I'm a professional reader. This is what I do. What the hell? Daichi blinks in confusion while Suga smiles smugly, sitting on top of him. Suga cocks his head to one side.
Yeah, the view from up here is truly something.
You cheater, Daichi mutters. You took advantage of me.
Hey!
Suga
Oh, God, I swear I can't do this.
Oh. Suga puts his hands up. It's not my fault you were so distracted to put your guard down.
You're the distraction.
Daichi...
Sorry, I got lost.
I can do this. Daichi exclaims, amused. He sits up quickly, wraps his arms around Suga, and brings him down on top of him. Suga is about to protest when Daichi kisses him again. Taking advantage of this new position, Daichi rolls them over again.
No!
Suga yells.
Not fair!
Suga tries to wiggle free from Daichi, but Daichi grabs Suga's hands and pins them over Suga's head with one hand.
What? Okay, fine. Yeah, that's what it says.
I'm taking my revenge,
Daichi says, his voice lower. He leans down again to kiss Suga, slowly this time. If one time could stop at this moment...
Oh, what? I didn't say that. What? One time? What? What did I say? I wanted to do this again. Oh, this is so bad. I'm sorry. Okay. I got lost again. Oh my god, no. No.
Found. If only time could stop at this moment, they both think. They exhale softly, ceasing to restrain each other's lips to look into each other's eyes. Suga's eyes are half lifted and impulsively warm. Daichi touches Suga's mole again with his free hand, and Suga smiles lovingly. Suga briefly looks away to the starry sky above them and gasps. Daichi doesn't have to turn to know the reason why. He sees the shooting star reflected on Suga's eyes at the same time. Daichi loosens his grip and lifts.
What?
Oh, God. Ugh.
Could have done this at another time, but no, I said, let's do this now, okay? When I can't really see.
Daichi loosens his grip and lets Suga sit up, moving aside so they can sit side by side.
Quick, quick!
Suga says happily. We have to make a wish before it's too late!
All right, let's do it.
Daichi smiles and turns to look at the sky. They both sit in silence, aware that they can't say their wishes out loud if they want them to come true. Staring at the stars, they both soundlessly reach for each other's hands, intertwining their fingers. They don't need words to know that they both wish for the same thing. A whole lifetime together. Hang on, I can do that. A whole lifetime together. The end.
Oh my god. And I wrote this? I guess this is why I don't write anymore. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's fine, but,
okay.
The end. Bye. I'm done.